All through the spring, as the renovations of the new Nopsey Hotel neared completion, I saw how New Orleans people were watching. They stopped to cast long looks across Barone Street, and once the construction barricades were gone, they stepped right up, cupping hands to the glass to peer inside. They were getting a glimpse of what was to come, and also sizing up something historic but long hidden in the middle of downtown New Orleans. Now that the hotel is open, they're walking in for a meal at its restaurant, a drink at one of its bars, or just a look around at a familiar, though once forlorn, spot. Amid a wave of new development in downtown New Orleans, Nopsey Hotel has stood apart because of what Nopsey stood for. It's the acronym for New Orleans Public Service Incorporated, the company that once provided electricity and gas in the city and operated its streetcars and buses. Nopsey Hotel is the reanimation of the stately building that had been the utility company's headquarters. It was dormant and boarded up for more than 30 years. After all that time, the reveal feels less like another hotel opening and more like the excavation of some buried piece of the city's past, now polished up and re-engineered for new use. The word Nopsey means nothing outside New Orleans. But in the city, Nopsey is part of a nostalgic lexicon in a league with Schwegman groceries, KMB pharmacies, D.H. Holmes, and Krauss department stores. Artifacts remain. The Nopsey name is pressed into iron manhole covers still in use around New Orleans, and it's stamped into tin tags still attached to telephone poles. More so, though, the Nopsey name resonates thanks to the many ways the utility worked its brand into daily New Orleans life. A company in the business of selling electricity and gas produced cookbooks, distributed home ec primers, and even hosted cooking classes. Because it provided the necessities, all of New Orleans interacted with Nopsey, and in those days, that often meant in-person visits to the headquarters. In the same lobby where they paid bills, people are now ordering drinks at a curving marble bar with an adjoining outdoor patio. 9 floors up, there's a separate open-air rooftop bar that gives views of the city's skyline from the middle of it. The hotel's restaurant is called Public Service, a reference to an older name for Nopsey. It's a contemporary restaurant with deep booths, an open kitchen, and a menu of modern southern comfort food. That means chicken-fried soft-shell crabs with watermelon ranch dressing, flatbreads topped with roast beef and gravy, a raw bar, and a rotisserie for roasted chicken and stuffed shrimp. Back in the day, Nopsey's role as a utility company was the definition of utilitarian. But even then, Nopsey's home base greeted its customers with grandeur in a lobby of soaring vaulted ceilings between ornamented columns and over terrazzo floors. Step inside today, and it feels like you're in an elegant indoor piazza connecting the bars and the public service restaurant. The lobby floors gleam, but they hardly look new. They're not supposed to. Instead, they show the wear of foot traffic from years past as a patina. Like those old Nopsey logos that still dot New Orleans streets, it's a reminder that while history runs deep in this town, sometimes it's right underfoot, too. Learn more at wwno.org.